You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, and we are at Entrepreneurs Connect right here in Uptown Charlotte, in the middle, Uptown Charlotte. They held their entrepreneur hot seat, and this man right here was a guest on that. Before we get into that, though, you can check us out wherever you get your podcast, Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, and, of course, on YouTube, where you can see my pretty face and Martin George's face. So, Martin, what brings you here, man?
Connecting, meeting people, and networking.
Okay. That was a straightforward answer, right? So what do you do, man?
So I work in financial services. I work in financial services as a financial professional. I've been doing it for over 10 years now.
Okay. How does, are you doing your own thing with it, own business?
See, I work independently. I'm contracted, but I work independently. Everyone that works in the financial industry had to be partnered with something or someone, right? Or a company or a business. But in doing so, like, my main thing with coming out here and working in financial services and helping people earn more money, helping people get property protected, helping people learn how to pay off their debt and become financially independent.
Okay. How long you been into that?
10 years.
You sound like you're pretty passionate about it. What was it that got you into that?
What is it that got me into financial services? Oh, man. Honestly?
Grew up poor?
Nah, not even, right? If I did grow up poor, I didn't know so, right? It's like one of those things where, like, you don't know until you're like, oh, man, I guess we did grow up poor, right? But before I got into financial services, I was in martial arts. I was a cage fighter, right? Okay. I was a professional cage fighter, and I had got a serious injury, right? And then in doing so, I seen a lot of my sponsors disappear, you know, ghosts and everything else. And I was at a crossroad where I had to find out where I was going to go in life, right? And then there's the whole concept where a lot of people work for money, but a lot of people don't know how money works, right?
Okay.
So while I was laying in the hospital bed, I had family that's also worked in the financial industry, which was a big plus, right? It's not about what you know. Sometimes it's about who you know, right? Who has resources. Are you familiar with the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
I've heard of it. I never read it. I don't know why, but it's never, I don't know. You hear so much about it. It's like,
If you hear so much about it, you probably should look into it.
But I've heard, you know, I've seen stuff where people like debunking that stuff, debunking some of the stuff they see in that or read in that book. I don't know. Maybe I do need to sit down and read it.
Yeah, right. So the concept, just to go over very quickly, one of the concepts of the book is the fact that the guy who wrote the book, Robert Kiyosaki, has his rich dad, which is a friend of his, a dad friend that's kind of like, you know, a adopted type of dad. And he has his actual dad, which is the educator, right, which is his poor dad, right? So with having an uncle in the financial industry, that allowed me to kind of have the same type of experience, right? Where I had my actual father and I actually had a mentor figure that was doing extremely well in the financial service industry, right? So when I came to that crossroad in my life and I started to figure out the next step I was going to take, the financial industry just seemed like a wise choice. And there's so much you learn about the financial industry as well. Like I said before, a lot of people work for money, but they don't know how money works, right? So when you actually take the time to understand how money works, you become the plug.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So the MMA is what you were doing. Or it's cage fighting.
Cage fighting, MMA, same thing.
On to the financial literacy. There's a lot of stuff within financial literacy. Is there something you specialize in?
Yeah. So when you think about your life, right? Remind your name?
CJ.
CJ. CJ, when you think about your life, do you know the two things that's basically going to happen to you?
I'm going to die.
That's one thing that could happen. You could die too soon, right?
Got to pay taxes.
You got to pay taxes, but if you don't die too soon, what is the other possibility?
I got to retire.
You could live too long, right?
And run out of money.
And you can run out of money, right? So if you know that those are the two major problems that you might solve in your lifetime, either dying too soon or living too long, then we might want to find a way to solve those two problems, right? So we build a financial plan, a holistic financial plan based off of those two problems. And then once we have those two things solved, then we can dive into everything else.
So you were on the hot seat.
you asked a question. What is it that you're struggling with? What are you, you know, within your business?
Networking. That what brings me outside. That's why we outside, right? But it's the concept of networking, getting to know people, and building a rapport with people, right? And this event creates a very great space where we get an opportunity, where I get an opportunity to meet people one-on-one, have general conversation. A lot of time when we come to these events, it's great to know what people's business is about, but I actually want to get to know the person, you know? I want to know, is it a person that I could work with and build a long-term relationship with, right? If I'm asking to be your financial advisor, then it's important to know that, one, that you could trust me, and it's important for me to know that I could work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you getting yourself out there and acquiring clients?
So one of the things that was mentioned tonight when I was in the hot seat is the aspect of building a strong network, right? So, and that's what my objective is. My objective is to build a strong network so that way that that will lead to strong referrals and also allow me to network with strong leaders too. Within the business, I'm looking at building strong leaders or finding people that have strong leadership qualities that can lead a team of 7 to 10 people.
Okay. Now for a minute, I want you to talk to our people and tell us what we need to do to get it together.
Okay, what is it that you need to do to get it together? One, be willing to be more open about your finances. Create a budget plan that you can live on, right? Understand the concepts of how money works, right? You could Google it, how money works, and then a lot of things will come up, but understanding the concept of paying yourself first, and then paying yourself first, you need to know what is it that you need to keep in order for you to be financially independent or financially secure when you're ready to retire. And on top of all of that, lay a solid foundation. Biblically, the Bible talks about the person that built a house on the sand versus building the house on the rock, right? So what you want to do is make sure you build a house on a solid rock, and that's typically done by having a solid life insurance plan.
Life insurance. We all need it. All right, man, how can people find you?
I'm on LinkedIn. I don't do social media. If you're going to follow me in real life, but you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Martin Georges.
You got a website or anything like that?
Yeah, website is www.primerica.com/mgeorges.
Bet. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.